Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, quick TO from the business at hand. We do have college football playoff matchups to talk about. Mr. Rico Beard on Founders Day, no less, to take us through the bracket. Rico!
All right, Michael. Because you will not be here on Friday, I'm going to add a little bit to this.
Okay.
So let's talk about the championship games first before we get to the fictional playoff bracket.
Okay.
Championship game, Tulane Army for the AAC championship.
Tulane. Army's defense is booty, haven't played anybody, and the fact that Tulane's favored by 4, now it's up to 5.5, kind of suggests where people are thinking. Green wave.
Here's one that I can't believe I'm really interested in watching on Friday night.
The UNLV Boise?
Yeah.
UNLV plus 4.
UNLV Boise.
I don't think Boise's that good. And I mean, I've watched more of their games than I care to admit. Look, man, escape at Wyoming, escape against Nevada, a game against the dead body of Oregon State that it was closer than the score indicated. And they should have lost to UNLV the night they played in Vegas about 6 weeks ago.
So you're going with the fighting Ricky Whites who had a quarterback quit the team and they still kept winning.
Well, they got better because Haj Malik Williams is a better player. But here's the thing. Is this with the spread or who's winning?
Just who's winning.
Oh, damn. F it. UNLV. Okay.
David, you watched a ton of Boise State all year.
Yeah, but they've gotten worse throughout the year. Really excited.
I got to do it. I got to go with Arizona State. I hate Matt Campbell. He overly brims his hats.
Clemson.
It's a stovepipe.
Clemson SMU.
I hate Dabo Swinney, SMU. The play I like in that game's the over, I think.
That screams ACC. SMU?
I know. An American Conference team winning the ACC.
Here's the funny
thing. A Pac-12 team winning the Big 12.
I wonder what the odds are of Arizona State, Big 12, Texas winning the SEC.
Yep.
SMU, ACC, and Oregon, the Big 10.
And it's actually a book written by Rico Beard called The Sport I Killed.
Forward.
Mr. Valindi. Yeah. I hate this book.
Happy Founders Day. All right. Texas, Georgia.
Texas. I can't believe I just uttered that. Kenny, I'm concerned.
And I am too.
I just feel like Texas's ground game, you guys let Georgia Tech put 300 on you on the ground.
What's the spread on that game?
2.5. If it was Georgia getting 3.5, I might lean your way. I get very concerned that Georgia won't win the line of scrimmage. And the fact that Georgia rolled into Texas and kicked their ass, it's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. I'm rooting for Georgia. I don't want Texas to win this. Ewer's face bothers me.
Funny you said that. Remember you said that, okay? And finally, what
did I do wrong?
Nothing. Oregon, Penn State.
Exactly. Penn State.
What was that, David?
That sounds just like the stadium sound effect. Just like it. There's no difference.
Yeah. This is what you ordered, and this is what you got off Temu.
So if you want more of that sound effect, cash the ticket. Now listen,
All right.
Football reason.
Okay.
Is Oregon that good? Like, are we sure they're that good? Should have lost to Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, 16-13. Maryland, I like turtles, moved up and down the field on these idiots. They didn't blow Michigan out. No, they rubbed it in.
They haven't, Mike, but you haven't seen the game where they just go brain dead like you've seen Alabama, like you've seen Georgia, like you saw Ohio State, like you saw all of these other teams. They just consistently get it done. Except for, like I said, the Wisconsin game was their scare this year.
Yeah, but do they have this? No, they don't. Look, it's an Andy Kotelnicki game.
And you know, somehow I can see that ratty-looking mascot. That's the noise they make. Like the dude that walks around in the costume that hasn't been washed since ever. All right.
The spread, look, it's only 3.5. Earth is betting Oregon. Why is that number not 4, 4.5, 5? It's not moving. I don't know what to do. I know. I get what I deserve if I pick James Franklin. I hate James Franklin. And I'm going to lose, and I'm going to sound like Caller Nick. But what do you want me to do?
You want to place a bet on the board?
What, between me and you?
Yes.
I'll buy you lunch for fun,
okay,
sure.
Okay.
But I get the 3.5 points.
Sure.
Hey, hit the button.
All right, let's get to
it. It sounds just like it. What aren't you hearing?
Dave, we got time for the fictitious. All right.
Yes.
As of right now. College football playoff brackets. Here are the games that you would be seeing. Arizona State traveling to Kent State.
No, thank you. Terrible matchup.
No?
No, that's not for me.
Okay. Because here's the funny thing about it. The winner of that matchup, this is why Ohio State has to be angry they lost to Michigan. Winner of that matchup gets Boise State.
God, that's disgusting. James Franklin will trip his way into the semis.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
This is why Ohio State should be angry.
But the Big Ten's so good.
Careful. Oh, please. Costa's going to be home all bricked up. And then cutscene, 38-0 Georgia.
Careful. You know when coaches say they're going to hang 100, normally it doesn't work out too well for them.
Point taken.
So now if Tennessee, Ohio State, the winner of that game, takes on Oregon.
Yes, I'd watch that.
We already talked about the winner of the Arizona State Penn State game takes on Boise State. Whoever wins that game in Happy Valley, just go ahead and go right straight to the semis.
But it's a spite fiesta. That game shouldn't exist. The game should be illegal. But again, you have a stupid 12 team playoff and not 16. And we're going to do bye weeks over here and not over here. It's ridiculous.
Well, and instead of taking the four best teams giving them the bye, you got to give it to... Right.
Now, Rico wins.
And you have Indiana, Georgia. And remember what I said before? The winner takes on Texas. So Georgia could play Texas 3 times in a row. See, there was a method to my madness.
I would hate to see it. Okay, ask Kenny.
Kenny.
He's directly involved in the game. You want to play the same team 3 times?
I think whoever loses the title game, the conference title game, wins that game. And I don't really care which way it goes.
Now, hold on. If Georgia loses the conference title game, do they still get in?
If Georgia loses the conference title game, probably not. Because now you're going to have Miami saying, hey... Yeah, we only lost twice.
But time out. You also didn't play anybody, didn't beat anybody. Miami doesn't deserve... Now, if it's Miami v. Georgia, Georgia should go. Yes. Miami got to sit home. Georgia had to go play the number 2 team in America. Why am I yelling at you? I'm not even upset.
Our strength of schedule was absurd, though, this year.
Correct.
It was.
So is the fact you eat possum.
It could
Don't
be.
Eat possum.
Or, you know, Illinois says, why not them? So, you know.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. And then the winner of Alabama, Notre Dame, takes on SMU.
God, these games are awful.
That's because they're not taking the four best teams.
Yeah. It's almost like this bracket was ill-conceived, rushed, and not well thought out.
But you know what it gave us, David?
It sounds just like it.
It sounds just like it. What you ordered versus what you received.
It's like the time Kenny ordered a mail order bride.
Okay.
Catalog says.
Right. Steven?